The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
For me, like, a veil has been lifted. Yep. And we're looking at these people very differently. We're looking at Steve Harvey differently. We're looking at Cedric the Entertainer differently. We're looking at Ricky Smiley differently. Yep. So now we know they ain't out there just on sheer talent and hustle and grit. That yep. somebody is pulling some strings. Somebody is sucking some penises. And did you hear Gary Owens' response? Because he talked about Gary Owens. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Had talked about Gary Owens and how Gary Owens hasn't sold his soul. And so yeah. Gary Owens came out this past week and said, listen, he said, I'm going to just tell y'all that Cat Williams knows what he's talking about. I was auditioning for this role and I was working with this guy. He said, and this guy's going to remain nameless. He said, but it was very clear that this man was coming on to me, which was a shock because I thought I was there to do a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to let him know, hey, I don't, you know, I don't like men. I'm straight. I have a wife and I don't want the advances, the sexual advances. Yeah. And he wound up not getting that role. Yeah. And the thing that surprised me the most is that when Kat started talking about how, you know, Harvey Weinstein, you know, he thought he had this job and then he wouldn't suck Harvey Weinstein's penis. And then, you know, three other brothers got the job and yeah. he was like, well, what did y'all do? So girl, these dudes is giving out blow jobs for opportunities in Hollywood. Who
apparently, girl. And if, when I tell you, too, you talk about the veil being lifted, I'm like, he said so many things. They marry the same type of women.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That messed me up because that is so true.
True.
I don't know what Steve Harvey's wife sound like. I don't know what Ludacris' wife sound like. I've never heard Cedric the Entertainer's wife talk. I've never heard Kevin Hart's wife talk. They all look like the same woman. He said, that's what you get. He yes. was,
girl, and then, you know, he called Steve Harvey wife a hooker. He called her everything up under the sun. And, you know, he goes
to the whole. I can't believe Steve ain't said nothing. That's the thing, girl. Steve, oh, but this is the thing. I think they
scared up.
I think they scared of Kevin because a cat. Because Kat said, my presence is very big. Like, Kat is really.
When he walk in the room, and it's true. You never hear them all in the same. Do if they the kings of comedy, why you ain't inviting other people that you know are great at their craft? When they keep when Kevin Hart walks in, when Kat walks in the room, everybody leaves. What the heck is that about?
Because he not participating in the darkness. He yeah. don't have one of them ugly face wives. He ain't sucking Harvey Weinstein's penis, and he ain't putting on no dress.
Yes, he not putting on no dress. I mean, even down, he was like, you know, these dudes have gone. They have gone to the lowest of low. And he said, and you think I'm going to go down there with you? No, no. And I think that's where he got booted out of the club. Oh, you know, he ain't doing
it. Because if he ain't doing it, he might get to telling. So they can't say nothing about him. And I think, Tina, that he would never have told had they not lied on him.
Had they not
lied. He been holding on to these.
Keep my name out your mouth. If they put his name in their mouth, that gave him carte blanche to say, you know what? I'm going in on all of y'all. I mean, I'm going in, and he ain't letting loose. He was like a lion on your neck. He was not letting loose. I'm telling you, let me tell you how I watched the 45 minute, 2.5 hours of this eye opener. I literally started 30 minutes, then I left, went back 30 more minutes. I woke up in the middle of the night. Let me watch 30 minutes. Then I watched another 30 minutes this morning. Then I watched another 30 minutes before we got on. I literally, because you know what? They got a lot of people going to bit. They're going to take little pieces.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to bit this up. And I wanted to have a full picture because I needed to, you know how you like to look at the white of people's eyes? I needed to see Cat Williams' expression, the pauses, the you know, he has a very good way of putting a plays on words and using really big words that people don't know what they mean. So I needed to see how he tailored all of this. And it was very strategic. So I, if nothing else, performance wise, I'll give Cat Williams an A++. He definitely knew his audience. He definitely studied. He definitely came with facts. He gave accolades to people, even though he may have tore them down in some areas. He gave some accolades. And then you know what? He showed me that, you know, this is who I am. You know what? I'm out on the road, 100 shows. I'm seeing people. I'm looking at people in different cities. These dudes over here acting like they just know everybody. And I just appreciated that. So,
girl, when he said earthquake couldn't read, I thought somebody's gonna have to come with me.
Girl, they could have. Now, if you said that was the shocker. The fact that he called Steve Harvey a country bumpkin and they can't pronounce words, and that earthquake could not read. I literally, and he says, and then Ricky Smiley don't do nothing but wear dresses. You know what? I probably knew that because we knew he used to do those crank calls and talk about.
Yeah, sound like somebody's grandmama.
But you know, it's like until you somebody actually put that flashlight and say, are you paying attention?
Right. It's like we've been seeing it, but we haven't been seeing it. It's like it's been going on, but it haven't been going on. But when he put all that together in one condensed 2.5-hour segment and put it right there in our face, it's like you get an Amazon package. Somebody ring your doorbell, they leave you a package on the porch. You see the package. It's up to you to go out there, pick the package up, and bring it in the house. Girl, he was the good Amazon delivery driver because he rang the bell, had the package. When you opened the door, he brought the package in the house and put it on the counter. So you can't ignore it. You can't act like you didn't see it because, like he said, he talked about R. Kelly. Everybody cut him down. He talked about P. Diddy. Everybody cut him down. He talked about Michael Jackson. Everybody cut him down. And these is three pedophiles. These is three people who was doing all kind of crazy stuff that they shouldn't have in any business doing. And only one of them done went to jail for it. Yeah. But you trying to cut another black man down. Like he said, it's not race. It's not the line. God is the line. It's God's side and that other side.
And that was that was it. Right there. He put that right there and said, all those people that were doing things that were ungodly, worldly, whatever they were doing, he just called all that worldly stuff out. So don't be coming around, you know, Steve Harvey gonna get on there and he gonna quote everything in the Bible, every Bible scripture, tell all about my daddy, this, that, whatever. And you know what? You married to a ex-drug dealer, drug dealer's wife, who left her, took his money while he in jail, and she pinpointed you, got you, and not got you thinking that she is, you know, Miss America. Like she didn't came from clean background.
Right.
She was a
hustler
from the beginning.
Yeah, she was hustling the whole way. And got him to adopt her children, and he got cheering that he didn't take care of.
That's what I'm saying. How you gonna put another child that's not your blood above your five other kids? You gonna say this woman is who you are when you had a whole woman living in, you know, going through the struggle with you with five kids?
No.
He shined a light on where all the inefficiencies were in all of their stories.
Yeah, and girl, wait, I don't know if you caught it. He said Bishop Jake's name. Did you hear that?
I might have been in the bathroom on that.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to go back.
I'm gonna have to go back because I know you said it, and I was like, I don't remember Bishop Jake's, but I'm gonna have to go back.
Go back because
maybe he was at P. Diddy party.
And there's a clip from Cat because I've been loving Cat since forever. But I don't know if you've ever been to one of his shows, but there's a clip from Cat from back in the day when he was doing, you know, he you know, never stopped doing a stand-up, but one of his old school stand-ups, he was like, I get invited to these Hollywood parties, and I was in this mansion. He said, and you know, they wanted to give me a tour. He said, I tell you what, you better not go in the wrong room, because you started to see something you don't want to see. And he did his thing. You know how he does real dramatic effects, and he was standing there looking all off in the space, like he was seeing something real just deranged and real horrible. And he was like, he was calling his friends. He was like, y'all come and see this. Have y'all ever seen that? I ain't never seen nothing like this. And you know, one of the things that he talked about in this you know, clip with Shannon Sharp is, you know, what they're doing to little boys and, you know, the homosexual activity and all this other kind of stuff. And like he said, if you gay, just be gay. I'm not judging you for being gay, but don't be out here, you know, living this double life. He's calling out these double lives. And he absolutely said, Bishop Jakes.
And you know, I have to wonder, you think about Lil Bow Wow, and I'm going back to
Usher. Usher, mama let him go live with Puff Daddy. Think about it. Justin Bieber went to hang with Puffy and ain't been the same since. Justin
Bieber, they I don't know what Puffy got. They lips are sealed. They ain't said a word. Trey Songz, it's a whole lot of them that it's like, y'all were young stars.
They took advantage of these young boys. And I heard Chris Brown did an interview with somebody, and he said that when he first started off, one of these record executives wanted him to come on their label. And he was like, oh, okay, well, I need you to talk to my mom because she's my business manager. And he said they refused to talk to his mama, so he wound up not signing with that particular label. But these predators... Well, just like R. Kelly did. We're gonna get these young girls and convince their mama to let them go to and somebody he gonna make them a star. Girl, Justin Bieber was at the top of his game. He was a big time superstar. This boy went to hang with Usher and Puff Daddy, and girl, his life went spiraling out of control after that. Macaulay Culkin went to hang with Michael Jackson, and he wound up being a drug dealer. Look at poor little Tevin Campbell. He ain't never been the same after hanging with Quincy Jones and them.
And we know Quincy Jones got some. Well, he's an alternative lifestyle now.
Whatever he's doing,
hey, whatever he is now. See, and the thing, it's like, wow. You know, is this what money brings? Or you know, was this always in you?
I think it was always there. I think that we are just now hearing the stories. Yeah. You know, we've been so far removed, and we didn't have social media, and so they've been doing this even worse. You know, before the Me Too movement, before social media, before people start snitching, that's why these people got NDAs. We think they got NDAs because they trying to protect themselves. Girl, they trying to protect their secrets. So their secrets. If you're signing these NDAs and you tell, then they get to sue you. But girl, the stuff Bill Cosby did, girl, getting them drugging up them girls, girl, that ain't nothing compared to what these dudes we finding out they doing now. Look at what Cassie said Diddy did to her, and that's just the stuff we know about.
And just imagine that's somebody he paraded around. Just imagine somebody who thought they were gonna get the clout, and he imagine all the people that did stuff that they shouldn't have done, just thinking that they was gonna get, you know, in his good grace. I'm just floored, because I'm gonna tell you, if they don't have a God-centered life.
No,
I don't know how they're gonna make it in this entertainment world without compromising themselves. And I ain't
you have to do that, and that makes me then turn my head back and look at all the celebrities and the people that we've been watching for years, and we say, I want to be like her, I want to be like him, you know. And then you look up, and Whitney Houston is so high that she drowned in a tub. You know, imagine what she had to do to get to where she at. You know what I mean? So it's all coming to light now. That light that's been shined on this darkness. Yeah. This has always been the case. That's why they got the NDAs. This has always been the case. That's why they had the Playboy Mansion, and you know, and everybody wants to emulate that. And Puffy is surrounded by these young boys and these young girls, even though he has daughters. And then what in the hell is Bishop Jakes doing at a Puff Daddy party? Why is he there?
He'll why are you there?
Business there.
Why are you there? You ain't going to pray nobody to heaven. That should have been a place I'm staying away from. But you know, you have to start, you know, questioning who you allow to lead you. Also, you know, leading some of these people who are leading large flocks. You know, I'm beginning to like, you know, it's okay to bring people to Christ, but when you get to a point where you're invincible and you think you're God or you doing whatever, I'm gonna have to start wondering about, you know, you ain't bigger than you're not bigger than God on this. You know, you started off that way, but you got yourself caught up in that worldly piece. And
because I just remember when the whole thing kicked off with Puff Daddy, the first thing I thought about was Bishop Jakes, because I remember him sitting in that sermon. It was either Bishop Jakes' anniversary or it was the church's anniversary, and Puffy was there, and he was saying how Puffy had, you know, was playing his sermons on revolt and their partnership, and, you know, how he was. And I was like, did Bishop Jakes not having the spirit of discernment? Did he not feel something? Because, you know, even us, when we're around people that ain't right, and we got kids, and we're around people that ain't right, girl, you'd be like, okay, you know what? I was going to leave my baby over here, but I'm going to take her with me. Yeah. You know, my son was going to come over here and hang with y'all, but I'm going to come pick him up because something over here ain't right. I can't put my finger on it. I don't know what it is, but we're going to go ahead and make it.
Yes, I mean, I have to wonder, is this something that just happened in recent time, or has it always been? If you're a part of that gatekeeper group too, you gotta have a pastor in there, because you know
you gotta validate
all this other stuff. And
you gotta validate.
You know, I you know, who else is involved? I can't wait to see when they shake, since they didn't shake the tree.
They cut the tree down. They shook shit.
No, but they got some stuff in a fall out that tree. He just shook that tree.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes, and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
In today's competitive market, investing in your team is key. Delta Dental of Minnesota offers coverage for your small business from 2 to 100 employees. Unleash the power of smile for your team. Visit deltadentalmn.org/small business.
If you or someone you love is at higher risk and tests positive for COVID-19, there are some antiviral medications that can really help. These are prescribed pills that you take by mouth. These antiviral medications can benefit people who are older or have chronic underlying health conditions. Starting these medications as soon as you are diagnosed can help prevent your case of COVID-19 from becoming severe. You're less likely to be hospitalized or even die from COVID-19 when you're on the antiviral medication. So consult with your trusted healthcare provider right away if you test positive to see if these antiviral medications are right for you. And remember, it's better to prevent COVID-19 than to treat it once it hits. That's why it's recommended that all Minnesotans over 6 months of age get the updated COVID-19 vaccine.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
You started your business with an idea and a plan for the future. A plan that got you off to a great start. But now you see new opportunities as well as new challenges. Work with a banker who understands your business goals and knows how to help you reach them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com. You started your business with an idea and a plan for the future. A plan that got you off to a great start. But now you see new opportunities as well as new challenges. Work with a banker who understands your business goals and knows how to help you reach them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2 and 4 year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.